Good morning and happy Monday to you. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. 850-437-1620 is the number. You can dial in, you can text. Dr. Amy Reed and Dr. William Blanchard are here from VIP Care. They cannot diagnose you over the phone, but they can certainly answer your questions. So, good morning, doctors.
Good morning, Jen.
How has your week been?
Good morning.
It's been difficult because I'm childcare for my kids right now. COVID exposure at the school, the daycare.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so they're quarantining at home.
How are you doing everything?
They're fine. So Evelyn, my two-year-old, she was recently weaned. She was breastfed for those 2 years.
That was fun.
And so, yeah, and so she... I'm thinking she's getting a little bit of immunity because I was vaccinated before we weaned her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Plus, you know, that's like the superfood of life.
Right?
So it's okay.
The superfood of life. That's right.
It literally is. I mean, like...
Do you know that there are bodybuilders that will pay money?
Oh, yeah.
For breast
stop
milk.
Stop that right now. Right?
It's true.
Stop it right now. True. Oh, my goodness. You heard that right here on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
It's true.
Okay. I don't want to be like TMI, but one time I made brownies. This was like 8 years ago. Okay. But, and I didn't tell anybody about it. I just figured like it was better to sneak it in for like the kids.
Yeah. Okay.
But not even joking. I heard stories and everything. You like put it on pink eye, goes away.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You put it on like a mosquito bite, it goes away.
That's
it's like
right.
The sovereign silver of your body.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So they're at home. You're doing double duty. You're doctor and Dr. Mom.
And Dr. Mom, yep.
My goodness, but you look good. You look
thanks.
Like you're awake and alive and you're doing life. So thank you for coming today despite everything going on.
Yeah, no worries.
I mean, is that like with kids, was it a kid that was exposed or an adult?
Both. Yeah, so child that tested positive for COVID and then also a teacher.
Okay, so here's a question. Now, mm-hmm. I know VIP care serves 65 and up, mm-hmm. But what are some symptoms? Like, are children's symptoms different than adult symptoms, or are they pretty similar?
They're very similar. So it'll start with, like, a cough, sometimes runny nose, mm-hmm. nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and then fevers. And then, of course, you know, you need that COVID exposure in your life. So
okay,
going around people that are either unvaccinated or in places where there's a lot of crowding or high density populations,
mm-hmm.
yeah, where you don't know anybody's vaccination status.
So they're not wearing masks then, or do they? I don't even think they make like a two-year-old wear masks.
It's really difficult for the kids to wear masks.
Yeah,
so, but, I can imagine.
But the American Academy of Pediatrics, they do recommend masking for kids that are 12 and under because that's because they're not eligible for the vaccine yet. Pfizer is in their like last phases of what is it?
Clinical trials.
Yes. Okay.
So they'll probably get approval closer to when school.
They're the only ones working on it for children?
For right now in the U.S., yep.
I feel like there should be, you know, more than that.
Yeah.
I don't know, but that's just me. And, you know, I'm just going to say, like, they're kids and they're all getting ready to go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want all the kids to be healthy. I even said before, like, hey, there are some days when it gets closer to flu season, especially because the flu is no joke as well. And
yes.
Oh man, I do not like that. I don't wish anything on anybody, but especially like the flu and all the body fluids.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, wearing a mask during that time, because once it hits one 7-year-old or 9-year-old, boom.
Everybody's
yeah,
gonna
it's
get
like
it.
Wildfire.
Yep.
Yeah, they gotta just touch their faces and all their orifices, and it's just not fun.
You know, we need to go back to the basics. Wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands.
Okay, so
that's what it is.
You just triggered me, Dr. Blanchard, not in a terrible way, but I was at a rest stop on a little mini trip to Fairhope, and went in, and like, you know, you're trying to like do that. I'm like narrowing my body in, like, you know, shimmy, don't touch me.
Yeah, right.
Shimmy, go over here, don't touch me. Nobody touch anything. Kids, don't touch that. Don't touch that. Here, sanitizer. You're like spraying them mm-hmm. and trying to like pray over them. And I saw the sign that says employees must wash their hands. Like, I feel like common sense should be like, you know, a sign that says everyone, like, mm-hmm. wash your hands.
Well, what's the easiest way to transmit something? Hand to mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, we learned that. That's medical school 101 right there.
Wash your hands. And good infection control.
Yeah.
And not to gross anybody out, but you know what the statistic is for people who wash their hands after using the bathroom?
No, wait. Oh, you're going to give us a statistic.
Oh, no. If it's below
80, I might gag. Oh, yeah. No. Why?
Only 2/3 of people wash their hands after using the restroom.
That is disgusting.
I know. That's why you...
Dr. Reed.
Yeah.
I probably wash my hands.
Dropping some knowledge, and it's not very good.
Dropping something else.
I wash my hands probably 50 times a day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
at least.
I bet.
Yeah. At least.
So I actually gave myself a bad case of eczema because, like, I'm washing my hands constantly.
Yeah.
And so, of course, that opens up the skin, that top skin layer. And so, yeah, my hands are, like, cracked and bleeding usually.
So we really, okay, so I have a couple questions coming in. And again, if you're just tuning in, this is the Pensacola Expert Panel. The doctors from VIP Care are in. If you have a question or a comment, 850-437-1620. I'm Jenna Barr. So Dr. Blanchard and Dr. Reed are here, and we're talking about, you know, keeping healthy and the basics. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about washing your hands, and only 2/3 of people wash their hands. That's super gross.
That's gross.
And on that subject, you just mentioned, like, giving yourself eczema. I actually have a kiddo who has pretty gnarly eczema because she is a perpetual hand washer and hand sanitizer. And she's probably listening right now. And so I make her put Aquaphor. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, you know, this is not an ad, but Aquaphor and socks on her hands at night. And that's how she sleeps, like little.
Okay, does she have the nitrile gloves or just the regular gloves?
No, they're literally socks.
Oh, socks.
They're literally like, you know, my tube socks.
There you go.
From the 80s.
There you go.
All right.
With the little blue ring around it, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
And she just, like, that's what my mom did for us when we had chicken pox. She put socks
don't
on her hands,
touch yourself,
taped it.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then
they're like mittens for infants, you know, because we never want them to scratch their face. So we put mittens on them.
That is so true.
I'm
going
to do that to my cats.
Yeah, right.
You know? Stop scratching yourself. Put little mittens on them.
Yeah, that's a TikTok video right there,
right?
Cat trying to walk with socks on. I'm pretty sure they make cat shoes these days. So with eczema, do you see a lot of people come in? I know it's a lot during, like, the winter seasons that we have it, but from the amount of hand washing and the amount of alcohol in the sanitizer, like, you know, you get a cut and you don't have anything on you, you're like, I'll just spray it with hand sanitizer. Are you seeing a lot of people with eczema or, like, skin rashes just from washing so much?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what I tell people to do is you know, wash your hands, but then follow it up with, like, a moisturizer. So exactly what you were doing, anything that you can spread on a wall and it doesn't drip, those are the best kind of moisturizers use for eczema. Yeah. So
that's
the test. That's a Reed test. You spread it on a wall. If it starts to drip, it's not thick enough.
Because oil will just go... Blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. I bet your walls are nasty.
Oh, yeah, totally.
That's probably true, Dr. Blanchard.
She's spraying all kinds of stuff on her walls.
Her husband's like,
what happened here?
She's got to get it together. That's her testing for her patients.
Yeah.
Listen, this wall is a no-go. This wall is the go.
Yeah, exactly.
I will say, you know, I'm not trying to push anything, but the Body Shop makes this stuff in this twist cap. It's like a thick lotion, and it never comes off. Like, I'm pretty sure I still have it on from, like, 4 days ago.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, it helps a ton, and I mean, the proof is in the hands right
it
there.
Is.
Right.
There you go.
So moving on a little bit from COVID, we have a couple questions. 850-437-1620. So do the doctors only serve 65 and up category, or can others make an appointment?
We serve 65 and up, and you have to have a Medicare Advantage plan. Mm-hmm. And also, if you have disability, and you have a Medicare Advantage plan, being on disability, we also serve those people too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, and that can be any age or?
That could be any age. I've got a patient that's 28 years old. He's on disability. Mm. And I've got quite a few disabled patients.
Primarily 65 and up, but anyone with a Medicare Advantage plan, they're eligible for care.
Okay. All right. So take a look into that. And again, we've mentioned before, as always here on the Pensacola Expert Panel with VIP Care, that if you're not sure if you qualify, or if you have that, or if you can even switch over to the Medicare Advantage plan, they can call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if
VIP care.
Mm-hmm. If a patient or a person who's listening now is worried if they don't think that their plan is going to be accepted, they don't know if they're on the right plan, just call. And the number is
850. What is that number?
Yeah, the number is 850-517-4646. And you can talk to the person on the phone. They can see if you are on the correct plan. And if you don't like your plan and you want to be on something different, we have names of independent brokers who might be able to get you to the right plan.
And on top of that, it's really important when signing up for a Medicare Advantage plan that you do talk to an independent broker, mm-hmm. because they can tell you what plan is best for you according to what you take, according to your conditions and whatnot, because they're not all equal, the mm-hmm. Medicare Advantage plans. Yep. Not at all.
Oh, are there different levels or?
Well, different insurance companies cover different prescriptions. Mm-hmm. And for example, somebody that has COPD, mm-hmm. the inhalers for some reason are very expensive as far as a copay, but so you have different insurance companies that will cover that, others that won't cover that. So,
Why would it? I'm not judging, I'm just wondering, why would things be expensive that are a basic need for an individual to stay alive?
Well, there are also some programs that each insurance company has that can help cover their meds, but still, they're still going to be a copay. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of ridiculous that some of these people have such outrageous copays. Yeah. But the really good thing about our company is we have lots of resources to help these people in whatever way that we can.
That's right. Absolutely. Oh, speaking of which, help. We love talking about wins here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Do you have a win to share from this past week?
A win?
Yeah.
A win.
Something good that happened in the office, something, a patient win, something you can celebrate.
Oh,
have a million? Look at you.
I've got all kinds of good stories. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. I thought you said a win, like...
Love the good breeze. Right?
Okay.
I'll let you go first, Dr. Reed, because he has so many going.
So, since we're talking about medications and how expensive they can be, I have a patient who has diabetes, and she uses the injectable form of insulin. Now, that stuff is really, really expensive. Mm-hmm. And for her, a monthly copay is $250 a month, and that's just her diabetes medication. Well, for the last couple of weeks, we've been bridging with Relion, which is a Walmart brand of insulin. You can actually buy it over the counter without a doctor's, or without having to see a doctor. I wouldn't necessarily recommend doing self diagnosis and treatment for that, because it can be dangerous. Insulin is a medication. Medication should be used judiciously, and if you don't understand how to use them, don't use them.
Yeah.
Correctly. And so for this patient, we were able to get her applied with Lilly Cares, and now she has free insulin. Through the Lilly Cares Foundation.
So with that foundation, is it only for people who are battling diabetes? Is it to help people get...
Because Eli Lilly is one of the top producers of insulin.
Mm-hmm. It always makes me wonder, just like the EpiPen crisis and why it's so expensive, and parents are like, oh, do I buy food or do I buy an EpiPen in case my kid gets stung by a bee or touches something with a peanut in it? It just blows my mind. And then you are like... You don't wonder why people have issues with pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah, why is something that's been around for... How long has the EpiPen been around for?
Oh God, decades.
I carried one 30 years ago.
Decades, yeah.
And it cost, a couple dollars back then. Why is it so expensive now? Who knows?
Yeah, it's...
It's a head scratcher, and your doctors, and that just proves that it makes us all wonder. We're all like, okay, there has to be something... Like you think of like, oh, well, we need to do all this and we need to help this person. Well, the system is broken and we need to go in. But thankfully, there's foundations that come in to help fill those gaps.
Well, and thankfully, there's VIP care because when a patient comes into our office, they never have a copay. They don't get charged anything. If I do stitches on somebody. Mm-hmm. There is no payment. If somebody comes in with a COPD exacerbation, I treat that right there in the office. There is no copay. Mm-hmm. If any, you know, if a patient comes in 3 or 4 days a week, there is never a copay. And that's the nice thing about VIP care.
Yeah, and like when we're talking about procedures, you know, every provider in the panhandle is a little different in what they offer. But for me, I offer acupuncture, and that is free.
And it's good acupuncture. I've had it before.
It works. It works.
That's like unheard of. It's unheard of. No, I'm serious. An acupuncture visit is almost $200 a visit.
Oh, and it's good too. You remember what I told you when I got my acupuncture?
Yeah, so...
Did you cry?
I looked at her about 15 minutes later, and I said,
"This is amazing.
My pelvis is tingling. What is going on, Amy?"
So I always tell patients that if they feel like a tingle, it's actually that's a good chance that it's going to work beneficially for you.
So, wow.
So it's usually that ears are tingling or warming or buzzing.
Yes, it's true. I love acupuncture. And when I said, did you cry? I meant that in a good way.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
sometimes it's good for you to let out that emotion and release.
Oh, yeah.
It's good for your body because a lot of times we're holding on to tension.
That's right.
And those the emotions that we let build up are tensing, and we put it in our muscles and throughout our fingers. So when you get to relax, and an excellent acupuncturist will know, they walk you through soothingly and they just tell you, okay, you're going to feel this in just a moment. And then all of a sudden you're like, okay, that was amazing. I don't know why I'm crying.
Well, I went home that night and I slept for, it was either 10 or 12 hours straight. Like, I don't even remember getting up to use the bathroom. It was amazing.
That's a good amazing. And also scary if you don't remember.
Yeah, exactly. I wondered why I felt like I was swimming in the ocean that night. Weird.
Okay, so if you don't mind me asking, what did you get acupuncture for? Like, what was something that she helped you with? Or, like, that you feel like it benefited you the most? Was it sleep?
Well, I'm a little high-strung at times.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I'm definitely a type A person. And, yeah, exactly. at times. And so I just said to her, I would just like to try this and just see if this relaxes me and just see what it does for my sleep. And sure enough, it was amazing.
Yeah, so I always say that there's an acupuncture protocol for whatever ails you. So the protocol that I use the most is definitely for pain, but I also have points for tobacco cessation and depression, anxiety, insomnia, chronic nausea. We have a few patients with migraines that after I've initiated acupuncture sessions that are regular, like once a month, they went from having migraines every day to maybe one or two a month, which is amazing, right?
Well, and you also took a couple of my patients that were in chronic pain. Mm-hmm. And completely changed their minds about this stuff. Mm-hmm. And their pain virtually disappeared, which was really cool.
Do you think that people are they're more afraid to try acupuncture just because it's not
traditional Western medicine?
And so, like, here on the Pensacola Expert Panel, we bring so many different experts in. I mean, I've had people talk about, like, CBD and marijuana and medical marijuana, you know, and it kind of is like, whoa, what are you trying to do? I'm not trying to get high and, like, you know, like, I'm just trying to feel less pain. Mm-hmm. So you think that's a lot of the things? It's just because it's not traditional here?
I think it's because it's not mainstream, and that's why people are hesitant to try it, but...
It was accepted by the AMA about 5 years ago. The American Medical Association finally said acupuncture really does work.
It does, yeah. And so what I tell patients, that, especially the ones that are on the fence, are like, I don't know. It's like, don't knock it until you try it.
That's right.
So I tell my patients, like, do at least 2 to 3 sessions. And if you notice no benefit, then we can stop.
Okay. Very good.
You know, that's the other cool thing about VIP care is all of us bring so many different things into our practices. You know, for example, I'm going to give Dr. Reed some accolades here. She is a veteran of the Navy for what, 7 years?
7 years.
Yes. And we are free today because of people like you. I really respect that.
Yeah. And then you continue to serve through being a doctor and serving people in a very unique way through VIP care. Just on the top of my head, like, What is another unique way that VIP Care serves the community and the people that come through your doors?
Well, one of the things that that I am really good at is anti-aging medicine. I studied under the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine for about 5 years, and looking into the hormones of the body and how everything is functioning together has a lot to do with health. And it's not mainstream, but it works, and it's physiology in action. So somebody comes in, and it's very common in men. Men come in, they have loss of muscle mass, they're starting to gain lots of body fat, they have erectile dysfunction, they have loss of libido or whatnot. It's not only important to look at their testosterone levels, but also other hormones of the body, which are going to dictate how that person feels and whatnot. So, well, once again, we all bring these very different areas of expertise. But the cool thing is, if you come to VIP Care, there's never a copay. And if you were to go out and get anti-aging medicine somewhere else, big bucks. Mm-hmm. Big bucks.
Yeah. So you do a lot of anti-aging from the inside out then?
I wouldn't necessarily call it anti-aging medicine like the American Academy of Anti-Aging right. Medicine, but I look at a lot of hormone levels in a lot of different people, and it makes a huge difference.
I think I 100% agree with you. Do you think that stress adds a lot to the instability of people's hormones?
Oh, of course. Mm-hmm. Stress. Number one stress hormone is cortisol. Yep. Mm-hmm. Comes from your adrenal gland. Your adrenal glands control all the rest of the hormones of the body. So how your thyroid's functioning, how your ovaries or testicles are going to function, how your growth hormone is going to look. It affects everything. And that's why it's very important to take time throughout the day and relax, mm-hmm. and just slow down and lower that cortisol level. Because when that cortisol level comes down, then the body can function a little bit better. But what does cortisol do? Raises your blood sugar level, number one, and mm-hmm. puts you at risk for type 2 diabetes. Mm-hmm. So,
we definitely want to lower that, reduce stress, maybe try mm-hmm. some yoga or meditation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, meditation
is very, very helpful.
Okay, mm-hmm. very good. Okay, I know that we have somebody on the phone. We have about 2 minutes or so left here on the Pensacola Expert Panel with the doctors from VIP Care. We have Allison from Orange Beach on the phone. Good morning, Allison. What's your question for the doctors?
Good morning. I wanted to see, do I understand correctly that the only insurance coverage you take is Medicare Advantage?
That is correct. Yep. It only Medicare Advantage.
But there's multiple plans, like multiple insurance companies will offer Medicare Advantage plan, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So there's Blue Cross Blue Shield, there's Aetna, there's Cigna, WellCare, AARP.
Humana.
Yeah, so multiple insurance companies offer some type of Medicare Advantage plan.
Okay, so until such time as you're eligible for Medicare at all, then that you do not have a patient base for that clientele?
Only if you have the dual enrolled, so someone who's on disability but also has a Medicare Advantage plan.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question about or mention this, and thank you for your service. I actually have a dear friend on the topic of acupuncture, a dear friend who actually is a Navy physician, mm-hmm. and the United States Navy actually sent this individual, a higher ranking officer in the Navy, to learn acupuncture. Mm-hmm. So if there's someone that would think that it was something woo-woo, maybe a lot of people think it's woo-woo, but if the United woo-woo. States Navy finds that the
well, that's actually how I got trained.
Significant benefit.
Yeah, so that's actually how I got trained. So in residency, there was a select few of us who the residency program director said, hey, do you guys want to learn acupuncture? And we're like, yeah. So they put together a program for us, and that's how I learned it.
In the Navy.
In the Navy.
I think I just think that's really a powerful message, especially where we are, and the community that you could definitely reach, because if they realize that the very, here we are in the cradle of naval aviation, and the Navy is far enough advanced to see the benefit of an ancient medical practice. And I thank you for your message here. I appreciate listening to what you have to offer.
All right.
Thank you for calling in.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Allison. Hey, I can't believe it. We are out of time this morning, so I want to go ahead and give you the opportunity. Yeah, I know. We had so much fun today.
Gosh.
It was so good. But as we wrap up, what is the number to call and the website for people to go to inquire?
So the number is 850-517-4646, and you can go on the web at www.getvipcare.com.
Dr. Blanchard, Dr. Reed, thank you so much for joining us today on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Thank you very much for having
us.
Thanks,
Janet.
Thank you.
All right, don't go anywhere. We're going to get a Fox News update and then a local news update with Mark Jacobs.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Coronavirus hospitalizations are up 44% in the U.S. over the